Well, as you can see, folks, you ought to get down here because the Bluegrass Boys are already on the stage. And to give you just the right kind of spin on this, as they say in the big, big, shiny world of show business where I move and jive, I'd like to bring up a man that they call him Dr. Banjo. Of course, we know him as our buddy Pete Wernick or Waldo Otto, but I'd like to bring him up right now. I brought him up for a lot of years, and now he's grown up, and I'd like to bring him up because he's all brought up now. Tell him a little few things.
I'll be glad to, Dan. I mean, Pastor. Folks, here we are at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, and back about 20 years ago, Fred Shellman and the folks who started this festival decided to call it a bluegrass festival. It wasn't exactly a bluegrass festival. It's included quite a few other kinds of music as well, and maybe it's helped confuse people a little bit about just what bluegrass is. But in the next hour and a half, in case you're at all confused about what bluegrass is, you're going to find out exactly what bluegrass is, because bluegrass music was named after this band. There would have been no kind of music called bluegrass music if it wasn't for the band you're about to hear. And the man who's in charge of this band, his career goes back to the 1920s. He was on the radio with his brothers in the 1920s. In the 1930s, he became a famous star of country music with his brother Charlie. By 1939, he was a star of the Grand Ole Opry, and he's still a star of the Grand Ole Opry to this day. In the 1940s, he put together what most people think of as the basic five-piece unit that defines bluegrass music, with the banjo, fiddle, mandolin, guitar, and bass. In the 1960s, the first bluegrass festivals started to happen, and of course, he was right at the center of that whole movement, and he remains at the center of that movement. Tomorrow, he's going to be appearing in Bean Blossom, Indiana, at the festival that he runs there every year that always unfortunately coincides with the Telluride Festival. But amazingly enough, he's worked them both into his schedule this year, and we're really glad that on Thursday evening he's here with us to tell us his story, show us what bluegrass music is really all about. Please welcome a living legend, the father of bluegrass music, Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys.